lots of people say, oh, I need to do my LLC in Nevada or Delaware or Wyoming. And there are some reasons for setting up LLCs in those states. However, you need to know that most of that is nothing more than marketing on behalf of those states and individuals within those states. Because when you set up an LLC in Nevada and you are doing your business, you've got your real estate investments in California, then you are going to have to pay a registered agent in Nevada to stand there and receive service of the lawsuit, which is never going to come around anyway. And you pay them their $500, $1,000, $1,500 a year, whatever it is, in order to sit there and do absolutely nothing for you but receive a letter once a year from the state and forward it on to you. It's an additional expense. Everybody says, oh, there's no income tax, no corporate income tax, entity income tax in Nevada. But you're not making your money in Nevada, you're making your money in California. And I've got news for you. California wants to tax that money. In fact, if you are a Nevada LLC doing business in California, guess what? You are a foreign entity doing business in California. And the funny thing is, California and every other state is going to slap an extra fee on a foreign entity doing business in their state. California happens to be very egregious on that. They ain't cheap. We're talking $1,000 a year. Additionally, you're going to pay income tax in California on all the money that you make in California. Well, you're making all your money there anyway, so the tax is going to be the same. Additionally, if you don't register with the state, you don't file your taxes with the state, your property in California or Florida or wherever it is owned by a Nevada LLC, you haven't been paying the tax, you haven't registered as a foreign entity doing business in the state, well, you've got your real estate, the tenant decides he isn't going to pay you, end of discussion, guess what? You can't evict him because you have no legal rights as an entity within that state. You can't do a thing about it. The point of the matter is, if you're doing business in Iowa, you probably ought to have your LLC in Iowa. If you're doing business in Florida, it probably ought to be in Florida, because that's where you're going to have your problems, that's where you're going to pay the tax, that's where you need to get to the courts, and you might as well just pay one fee, be in that state. Everybody says, oh, you need to incorporate, or you need to do your LLC in Nevada, because they have great privacy laws. They actually do have good privacy laws. They're a little better than other states. However, your state has 98% as good a laws as Nevada. And the fact of the matter is, you're not doing anything secretly anyway. Everybody knows that you're the landlord. You own the property. And so, what advantage do you really get out of the Nevada LLCs? I've got to talk about Nevada in a little more detail for you, because you are going to get hit big time to do your LLC or your corporation in Nevada. And I know a lot of people who are pushing Nevada LLCs and Nevada corporations. The big push is to say that you get a lot more privacy in Nevada. You can even have bearer shares of stock. That means that nobody ever knows who owns these stock certificates, because there's not a name on them. Whoever has the share, the stock certificate, in their greedy little pinky, they're the ones that own the company. And the other big issue is they say, oh, there's no corporate income tax, no LLC income tax in Nevada. That isn't actually true. If you look it up, Nevada does have corporate income taxes. Let me go back and address these issues in a little more detail. Let's look at the privacy for 2 seconds. Laws exist in Nevada that give you greater privacy. And the people who sell you the Nevada corporations, they say, oh, they're absolutely ironclad. There is no way that anybody can find out who really owns this corporation. If I'm in California and I'm suing an LLC or a corporation that is a Nevada LLC or corporation, I'm going to sue them in a California court. And the California court is going to make California decisions based upon California law. If the California court says that it wants to know who owns this LLC or this corporation, the registered agent in Nevada is going to cough up the true ownership of that LLC or corporation. Either that or they are held in contempt of California courts. And the fact that they are held in contempt of a California court means that they will go to jail. It's move over, Guido. The fact of the matter is that every state, including Nevada, is subject to the full faith and credit laws of the Constitution of the United States. Which means if I get a judgment in California, Nevada has to enforce it. Additionally, your LLC, or corporation in Nevada, they're going to be filing tax returns. You either sign the tax return, or you have the third-party agent sign the tax return, in which case they have to tell the IRS who really owns the company anyway. All we have to do is pull the IRS forms, and we figure out who owns the company. If you're having a third-party agent file those tax returns on your behalf, you'd better make sure that those tax returns are right, because ultimately, you're the one that's liable to the IRS. And the IRS, they don't mess around with this privacy stuff. They go directly for the jugular vein. And by the way, I've had a number of asset protection gurus say, oh, you need to go to Nevada because there is bearer stock in Nevada. Well, technically under Nevada law, there isn't any bearer stock. You have a number of these agents that are saying, well, we will act as your corporate entity, your LLC, and we will give you bearer stock. The bearer stock is basically a worthless piece of paper. This is the old offshore trick of the 1990s, only it's on steroids, and it's right here in hometown Nevada. I know a very famous individual. In fact, he was one of the big-time financial gurus in the 1990s. This individual had an attorney set up all of his accounts offshore. And I'm aware that they moved about $50 million out of the United States. I don't know whether they paid tax on it or not. We'll say they paid tax on it. They moved $50 million because this attorney said that it was 100% asset protected offshore. Well, our famous financial guru died. The only person who knew where the $50 million was offshore happened to be the lawyer. And the funny thing is, the family never recovered the $50 million. The bottom line is, if the attorney or the registered agent can hide the money from your creditors, they can hide it from you too. And there are going to be a lot of people burnt very big time by this bearer stock that is starting to appear in Nevada. Because it is not sanctioned by Nevada law. It's just something these guys have made up. They control the company. They can walk with the company anytime they want. And basically at that point, you have nothing to say about it.